Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. Governor of Nagaland, Nand Kishore Yadav, met Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo at the CM's residence in Kohima yesterday. The two leaders discussed matters related to the development and welfare of the state. Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Patton and Minister Roads and Bridges G. Kaito Aye were also present during the meeting. Nagaland Forest Department held its first ever Forest Officers Conference yesterday at Rhododendron Hall, Police Complex, Chumukedima, bringing together forest officials from across the state to deliberate on key issues concerning forest management and environmental conservation. Addressing the event, Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Village Guard C.L. John reaffirmed the government's commitment to environmental protection and called for innovative strategies to tackle emerging challenges in forest conservation and climate change. The minister highlighted key concerns including human-elephant conflict, forest fires and illegal hunting, urging practical solutions, stronger law enforcement and public awareness. He also stressed the need for a clear policy on agarwood cultivation and transparency in forest revenue management. The minister also proposed a zonal posting system to ensure equitable distribution of forest officers, suggesting that service in remote and difficult areas be made a prerequisite for promotion. In his keynote address, Principal Secretary for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Y. Kiketo Sema, highlighted concerns over declining forest cover in recent years and called for urgent interventions such as afforestation, improved soil and water conservation, and the use of modern technologies like GIS for monitoring. He also raised serious concern over the underutilization of Compensatory Afforestation Fund Management and Planning Authority, CAMPA funds. The Principal Secretary noted that while over 58,000 crore rupees has been released nationwide and several northeastern states have accessed significant amounts, Nagaland has reportedly failed to avail any funds, potentially resulting in the loss of opportunities worth thousands of crores. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education Temjin Imna Along yesterday emphasized that progress can only be achieved through unity, urging the youth to work together and rise above divisions. Addressing the Crimson Festival 2026 at Sazolia College, Peje Jotsoma, he noted that despite Nagaland's high literacy rate, there is still a lack of responsible and socially conscious citizens. He urged students to move beyond academic success and instead cultivate humility, responsibility, and a strong sense of service to society.
The young educated people, the so-called powerhouse of youth, the state of Nagaland, the third most literate state in this great nation of India, has failed to take everyone along in this journey of progress.
Highlighting the importance of inclusivity, the minister encouraged young people to carry everyone along in the journey of development. He also called on the youth to play an active role in building a united, progressive and prosperous Nagaland. The Central Election Committee of the National People's Party, NPP, has selected I. Apenjang as its official candidate for the upcoming April 9th by-election to Koridang Assembly constituency. The party's notification was issued by National Working President James K. Sangma. Mr. Apenjang, a social worker, has a background in socio-economic and political engagement. He has been actively involved in community development and various public welfare initiatives. The State Election Department has constituted a screening committee to examine proposals related to the Model Code of Conduct MCC in pursuance of the Election Commission's directive. The committee will be chaired by the Chief Secretary of Nagaland with the Principal Secretary of the Home Department serving as Member Secretary and the Administrative Head of the concerned department as a member. According to the notification, the committee will scrutinize all proposals related to the MCC in line with the Election Commission of India's existing instructions, manuals and clarifications. And General Officer Commanding Spear Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, visited Wokha yesterday and laid the foundation stone for a war memorial dedicated to the brave soldiers of the region. The solemn ceremony, organized by the Assam Rifles, was attended by officials of the force, members of the ex-Servicemen League, civil dignitaries and local residents. The general officer also unveiled the plaque marking the foundation of the memorial, followed by a prayer ceremony. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.